Blackstone Audio presents Kill As Directed by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. Shoulders, back, chest and thighs, arms and hands and feet. Dr. Brown was big in all departments. Even his nose was big. Once it had been big and straight. Now it was big and crooked, his football trophy. Dr. Brown had dark eyes and dark hair. His look was dark, too, a chronic darkness, sullen, quite boyishly sullen. It went with his hair, darkly rumpled from running his big fingers through it in chronic desperation. Dr. Brown's friends called him Harry. Dr. Harry, for Harrison, Brown, was 30 years old. And he considered himself a failure. Had he been able, like many fellow healers of his acquaintance, to sock it away in a safe deposit box, he would have considered himself a success. Yet Dr. Harry, for Harrison, Brown was not a shallow man. He was simply in the grip of a disease that strikes men, shallow or deep, impartially. Dr. Harry Brown's passion for money came from a lifetime of not having enough of it. Not enough is a relative term. Harry Brown's not enough had been relative to a background of exposure to too many, too much people. The friends of his father had been rich, and Harry's friends had been their sons. Harry had gone to a rich man's prep school on a scholarship. Scholarships did not provide convertibles, charge accounts, and fat allowances. At his Ivy League college, he had roomed with the sons of the rich and dated the daughters of the rich. On holidays, he had been seduced into their homes. He had been fed by their French chefs and served by their English butlers. He had slept on their silk sheets and under them. He had sat on their antiques, buried his shoes in their rugs, gaped at their art investments, driven their foreign cars, ridden their thoroughbreds, taken the helm of their yachts. He had grown up swallowing daily doses of envy as others swallowed vitamin pills. Envy had sustained him and given him the strength to envy more. Envy had sent him through medical school. Envy had chosen and furnished his office. But there its efficacy had stopped. Envy seemed powerless to provide him with a practice. Dr. Harry Brown was intelligent. He knew that a practice, a lucrative New York practice, was merely a matter of time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?